I mean, it's a little sore, but it almost feels like he got hit by a pitch. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Assuming you're making the case that you don't need to go on the 15-day DL, how are you making that case? What reasoning are you using to try to convince them?
I can't give you all my information. I'm still pleading my case. I don't know. I haven't done this before. We're waiting to talk to the doctor. I don't know what time he gets here. He gets here tonight some point. You know, he knows more than I do about these things, but obviously if it's up to me, I'd rather not.
Yeah, what did it feel like last night?
I almost felt like it was a Charlie horse in my calf. That's what I thought it was initially, so I was trying to stretch it out and get rid of it, but it didn't happen. Like I said, I haven't done anything to my calf before. You know, it's been sore for a couple of days, but I just thought it was just normal soreness. And then evidently something grabbed.
Joe was telling us that the feeling is if it's only going to be a week, then instead of 2 weeks, you'd like to avoid the DL.
Of course. You know, if they tell me it's 14 days, I'd rather not go on and be able to play the 14th day. But I don't know much about it. You know, in my opinion, like you said, if I'm able to play in 4 or 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, it's better than waiting 15, but I don't know.
Well, thank you for
love. Derek, you may have asked, answer this just now, but when do you realistically think you could play?
When do I realistically?
Feel like you could play?
I don't know, because like I said, how it feels like I was hit with a pitch. You know, it's not something that, I think that's the best way to describe it. That's what I've told them. So, you know, soreness is not a problem to play with soreness. I have no issue with that. You just don't want to make it worse. And I guess that's what we're going to speak to the doctor about.
Seems like you're in agreement, though, that you could not play tonight.
I mean, I'd try if they told me I could, but no, I don't think that'd be the best case.
Bruce.
Derek, how are you dealing with all the stuff connected with 3,000 in conjunction with this injury?
Yeah, I guess the timing wasn't very good. You know, it's a little bit frustrating, but even if I wasn't at this point, I'd still be frustrated. I don't like not to play. You know, it's whether it's going for 3,000 hits or 100 hits, it really doesn't make a difference to me. I'd rather be out there playing. I'm disappointed because, you know, I know a lot of people are looking forward to maybe getting the opportunity to see it, especially here this week. I feel bad for that, but, you know, hopefully in time, that day will come.
Your left, Ed, second
one. Hey, John. Given the injuries you've had in your career, does it feel at all like the kind of thing that might take 2 weeks on the DL?
I don't know. I haven't done it before. I haven't been on the DL too many times. You know, a couple rib cage or hamstring maybe, but, you know, I haven't made a living on the disabled list.
But the pain, what I'm saying is the pain that you've had in the injuries in the past, does it at all approximate anything like you've experienced in the past?
I guess I feel like I've been hit by a pitch. I've been hit by a lot of pitches. So I really couldn't even give you a timetable because I haven't experienced it before. So I can't compare it.
Clamp and then Joel asked the mic.
Derek, did the injury or the pain get worse overnight?
It was never really killing me. You know, even yesterday when it happened, it was just sore. I don't know if you can say worse, but I think it's pretty much the same.
Derek, you mentioned you were sore for a few days. Were you getting treatment on this? Did they examine it?
No, not at all. It's, you know, you've played throughout a season and, you know, you have soreness all over the place. So it wasn't anything that was abnormal. I thought it was just normal soreness. I don't know if that has anything to do with what happened yesterday. I mean, it could be a coincidence. Maybe it's not. But no, I felt that type of soreness all over before. So it was nothing that I felt as though needed treatment or anything.
Brian in the front left.
Derek, did it bother you before that last swing last night or was it just the last swing?
Yeah, no, it was before then. It was actually when I was coming off the field on defense.
You were coming off the defense right before the
Yeah. And that's when it felt like it was a Charlie horse. So when I was on deck, I was trying to stretch it out. Yeah, I thought it was just a cramp or something.
Derek, if you did have to go on DL for 15 days or so, would you consider that a setback in terms of kind of coming back and starting over, or would you consider it an opportunity to get refreshed?
I haven't thought about that because I'm not really thinking about going on a disabled list. I hope I don't have to go. I really do. I guess we'll know something here in the next few hours, but I hope I don't.
Derek, you don't take yourself out of games very often. When you leave first base, you go into the dugout, and you basically made a beeline straight for the clubhouse. What's going through your head? Are you thinking this is something severe, or are you still thinking maybe it's just a cramp at that point?
Well, I didn't actually make a beeline in the clubhouse. I just went down the steps to get away from the cameras. As you guys are always looking at everything. No, I knew that something was wrong. You know, I didn't think it was too serious because, you know, once I felt it, I really didn't run very hard to first because I didn't want to take any chances. I really didn't know what it was. I was still hopeful that it was only a cramp.
You felt it while you were playing defense?
No, running off the field, which is kind of the weird thing. It wasn't something that happened while I was moving or running or sprinting or anything like that.
Swinging with the warmth.
Do you think you could buy yourself more time to convince them to wait a couple of days before they think about making the move?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I've tried all that. So I'll still make that attempt, but I know they have to make decisions.